Good morning.
Good morning.
Thanks very much for joining us on the program this morning.
No problem.
Oh, absolute pleasure. Now, looking at launching a spacecraft towards the sun, we know it's hot. We know it's very, very hot near the sun. How is this one actually meant to work? How is the Parker spacecraft not going to just burn up before it can get some usable info?
Well, it has a really massive heat shield, which is designed to protect the spacecraft from the extreme temperatures. When it gets the closest approach to the sun, the temperature will be about 1400 degrees. So it needs a very substantial heat shield to allow it to basically survive in that environment.
How does that actually compare to the kind of shielding we see on spacecraft that have to re-enter through Earth's atmosphere? I mean, I know that gets awful hot as well.
Oh, yeah, much more substantial than that. So think of going through the sun's atmosphere as a very extreme version of satellites re-entering into the atmosphere, burning up. So you need a very substantial heat shield. I think it's something like 2.5 meters in diameter, and it's made of materials that are designed to protect it for as long as possible.
And what will the spacecraft be looking at while it's there? What will it be studying?
Well, the really fundamental thing that they'd like to understand is the behavior of the atmosphere of the sun, the corona. The surface of the sun is quite hot, and the immediate atmosphere is about 4,000 degrees. But as you enter into the higher levels of the sun's atmosphere, the temperature can go to millions of degrees, and nobody understands how that happens, where that energy comes from. So this mission is designed to send a spacecraft literally through that atmosphere and try and directly observe what's going on.
That is absolutely remarkable to me that, we've got all the scientists that have, been working on these kinds of problems for years and years and years. The sun, obviously, an incredibly important source of life here on Earth, and yet we don't really understand it.
Absolutely. We understand the energy mechanisms within the sun that produce the light that comes to us. But this aspect of the atmosphere is very complicated, probably has to do with the configuration of the magnetic field of the sun and some very, very complicated physics. And in science, the one thing I've got to recognize is that the closer you get to something and the more complicated it is and the more data you have, the more difficult it is to understand in some ways, because you're probing into more fine detail.
Absolutely astounding. Why has it actually taken so long for NASA to launch a mission to our sun? Is it the heat shielding, or are there other challenges that have stood in the way?
Yeah, definitely the heat shield is one aspect. The instrumentation and the survival of that instrumentation is another. But it actually takes a lot of energy to get to the sun. The closer you get to the sun, the faster you have to be going. So you really need to launch a mission and get it going really, really fast in order to enter into a solar orbit. Otherwise, it disappears into the sun.
How long will the spacecraft actually take to reach the sun and start feeding back some data?
Assuming a successful launch, it will make a first approach to the sun, I think, in around about November this year, and it will do several orbits. So it goes close to the sun, and then it goes further away from the sun. And I think it probably does 5 or 6 orbits before it gets closest approach in 2024.
Absolutely astounding stuff. Stephen, thank you very much for that. Really do appreciate your time. Really appreciate you having a chat with us about this one.
No problem. Thanks very much.
That was...